This is Radio Nepal. I'm Mahendra Rai, as we read the news. Let's begin with the top stories. President Vidya Devi Bhandari urges government and concerned bodies to increase investment in welfare of children. Opposition party Nepal Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba asks ruling party to be serious about parliament deadlock. Maghe Sankranti marked across the country. Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says unity in diversity makes nationality stronger. And Iranian President Hassan Rouhani wants foreign powers to withdraw their forces from Middle East. Now the news in detail. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has called on the government and bodies concerned to scale up investment in children who are the responsible citizens of the country in future. On the occasion of the President with Children program held at the President's residence Sitalivas today, the head of the state urged all to increase investment in children's education, health and other aspects of their life. The president expressed the hope that the parliament and government will pay special attention if the children are deprived of proper care and protection. The children from the Nepal Children's Organization gave their musical performance on the occasion. Similarly, a group of girl students from the Padmakanya Multiple Campus gave a special dance performance. Children were offered a special maghi delegations by President Office Shital Nivas. Maghe Sankranti festival has been marked across the country today by performing various religious rituals and including giving alms and taking holy baths. Since the sun starts moving towards northern hemisphere from this day, the day is marked with special importance by various communities in Nepal. Today, devotees went to various rivers and ponds and lake to take holy dips and performed various rituals including giving alms. Thousands of devotees went to Devghat, Tribini, Trishuli, Kaligandaki, Bagmati, Indravati and Ridhi to take holy dip. Besides taking holy dips, the devotees seva various delicacies made of am, ghee, molasses and products made out of sugarcane and many traditional dishes. More importantly, the Tharu community marked the day as their new year. Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said cultures and festivals of all castes and communities in the country have enriched the national culture. Speaking at a program organized on the occasion of Maghi festival in Tanau today, the party chair Prachanda said unity and diversity has helped make nationality stronger in Nepal. Stating that the constitution is a dynamic document, the party chair said Nepal Communist Party will continue fighting for the rights of the people. Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has declared that jailed MP Resham Chowdhury will be released from the prison soon. Addressing a special function organized at Turikhel of Kathmandu today to mark Maghi by Thari community, Chairman Prachanda said efforts are being made to release the people arrested during Maoist insurgency and following movements and the result will come soon. Meantime, Chairman Prachanda also said, for the loss of lives and properties during the Mao's insurgency, the then government was more responsible than the insurgents, saying that the then government killed 12,000 people and the insurgent killed 5,000 people during the insurgency. Chairman Prachanda said, it was unfair to blame him for everything that happened during the Mao's insurgency. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has said Speaker of the House of Representatives should be elected at the earliest possible. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, the opposition party president urged the ruling party not to make the parliament captive of indecision. He also claimed that Nepali Congress will run the parliament in a systematic and disciplined manner if it gets the post of a speaker. He blamed the ruling Nepal Communist Party for the delay in the selection process of the speaker. Responding to a query, the Opposition Party President Deuba stressed that the government has to pass the MCC agreement made with US government, as the Nepali Congress has been supporting it. On a different note, he also ruled out the possibility of rescheduling the party general convention. The 5th National Yoga Day has been marked with a theme of national unity, yoga's relevance, organizing various programs across the country. Speaking at the program organized by National Yoga Program Main Committee on the occasion of the National Yoga Day, Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali said, yoga helps people embrace a real life style. He has also spoken of the need of adopting yoga as an integral part of life. Mr. Gyamali also described yoga as the panacea for a healthy, peaceful and amiable life, underlining the need of including yoga in school curriculum. He said our ancestors practiced yoga and cured many diseases through naturopathy when modern medicine was not invented. Similarly, Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal said the government is on a campaign of prevention of disease, prioritizing on yoga, meditation and Ayurveda. Likewise, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mori Pokhrel said naturopathy and yoga education will be included in the school level from the next academic session. He added that the government will register a bill on institution of Yogmaya Ayurveda University in the parliament during the winter session. He also stated that preparation have been made to celebrate the Yoga Day as campaign throughout the year. Nepali Congress Senior Leader Ram Chandra Pautel and Minister for Defence of India and former chairperson of Bharatiya Janata Party Rajnath Singh held discussion in New Delhi of India today. On the occasion, discussion was held on bilateral relations, current political situation. Chiranjeevi Adhikari, the personal secretary of Leader Pautel, said the political meeting was held in course of the visit for treatment. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed corruption case against six people, including the then Infrastructure Development Office Chief Engineer Rajkumar Goit, former MP BP Yadav, and the then Central Committee member of the Rashtriya Janata Party Harinarayan Mantal at the special court today. The Commission has said 2.5 million rupees fine from the accused, saying they embezzled public fund by forming a fake consumer committee. Commission spokesperson Pradvik Markwerana said the Commission found that the accused had embezzled the public fund in collusion. Likewise, the Commission has also filed another corruption case against the chair of Sajgotheri Community Forest Consumer Committee chair Kohar Singh Nepali, as he was found preparing fake bill while making payment to the forest guards and embezzled 216,000 rupees. You are listening to 8 p.m. Radio Nepal News. Here we take a short break.
खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बने छैन कोही आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Now the remaining news. State 5 Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel has said there is need of collaboration and cooperation for making relations between Lumbini and the heritage sites of China lively. The Chief Minister expressed this during a meeting with Ambassador of China to Nepal, Hao Anki, at the Office of Chief Minister and Council of Ministers of State 5 in Butwal today. He said Nepal and China are linked by the Buddhist culture and Lumbini is an important means for fostering relations between the two countries. Chief Minister Pokhrel expressed the belief that Chinese experience will be useful in upgrading and improving the service of Lumbini Provincial Hospital of Butterball and Rapti Provincial Hospital in Tulsipur. During the meeting, the Chinese ambassador said that China will always support Nepal in its development endeavors. She also expressed that the bilateral relations between the two countries has reached to further elevation following the visit of China's President Xi Jinping to Nepal and the visit of President Biddya Devi Bhandari of Nepal to China some months back. Nepal has been selected for the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, a regional water scarcity program in the Asia-Pacific region. The program primarily aims to support Nepal to bring agricultural water use to within the limits of sustainability, domestic and industrial water use to be disciplined by efficiency concerns. It also aims to prepare a sector for a productive future with less water by assessing national water management capacity and policy effectiveness. During a discussion about the identification of a policy related to water scarcity for Nepal held in Kathmandu today, participants expressed their concerns that despite being a rich zone in view of the availability of water resources, the country is struggling with widespread water scarcity. Now some international news. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has told foreign powers to withdraw their forces from the Middle East, warning that they may be in danger if they remain in the region. Today, the American soldier is in danger. Tomorrow, the European soldier could be in danger, Hassan Rouhani said in a televised remarks today without elaborating. The comments came day after the United Kingdom, France and Germany challenged Tehran over breaking limits of a major nuclear deal signed in 2015 between Iran and six world powers. Amazon boss Jeff Bezos has announced a major investment in India, saying the country is a key growth market. Mr. Bezos said his firm will invest $1 billion in digitizing small and medium businesses, allowing them to sell and operate online. Speaking at a company event in New Delhi, he also said that 21st century is going to be the Indian century. The e-commerce billionaire three-day visit to India is expected to be marked by protest. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the western region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at a few places of the western region. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the western high mountainous region. We've almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio FM for this hour, but before ending this news bulletin, a reminder of the headlines once again. President Biddya Devi Bhandari urges government and concerned bodies to increase investment in welfare of children. Opposition Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuwa asks ruling parties to be serious about parliament deadlock. Maghe Sankranti marked across the country. Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal President says unity in diversity makes nationality stronger. And Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warns foreign powers to withdraw their forces from Middle East. That's the end of this news bulletin from Radio FM for this hour. You can also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and on online programs. Our next English news bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. First, the general weather forecast. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places in the western region and central regions. And it will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at a few places in the western region. Now we need temperature for the western region at 3,000 meters, 200 degrees 10 minutes, 1 degree Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 200 degrees 15 minutes, minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 240 degrees 17 minutes, minus 25 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 230 degrees 100 minutes, minus 40 degrees Celsius. Wind and temperature for the central region at 3,000 meters, 230 degrees 10 minutes, 1 degree Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 260 degrees 15 minutes, minus 12 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 240 degrees 19 minutes, minus 22 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 250 degrees 100 minutes, minus 35 degrees Celsius. And wind and temperature for this region at 3,000 meters, 270 degrees 25 minutes, 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 260 degrees 15 minutes, minus 10 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 220 degrees 19 minutes, minus 18 degrees Celsius, and at 9,000 meters, 260 degrees, 19 minutes, minus 35 degrees Celsius. That's the end of this special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.